It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back in 1980, 70% of clothing worn by Americans was made by Americans. Today, it's 2%. And the reason is simple. It's cheaper to make things overseas. But that doesn't change the fact that 2% of textile manufacturers have refused to give up on this country. And those companies deserve to be congratulated. I'm talking about companies like American Giant. American Giant controls every link in their supply chain, and that matters. Because when you buy from American Giant, you create jobs for people in factory towns all across this country. Look, I get it. Nobody wants a lecture. But if you want to see more companies make more things in this country, you got to support the companies who are already doing that very thing. This holiday, check out the clothing at American-Giant.com. Flannels, hoodies, t-shirts, and jeans made to last a lifetime. Support the 2% who are still making it here at American-Giant.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show and MAGA baby. That's all I have to say. What a great day in America. Although the reluctance on the part of the mainstream media to just go ahead and call it remains a little bit baffling to me. I just have to tell you that I watched this in 2016. Nobody wanted to be the media organization that would call it for Trump. Last night, it ended up being Fox that had to do it. And over at CNN, they still argued for another half hour over whether or not that was the right call when it was patently obvious that the blue wall, all of it, was going to turn red.
Mm-hmm.
And they just didn't want to make the call at the end of the day. But Donald Trump will be the 47th president of the United States. There's no doubt about that. They just haven't made it official yet this morning.
I think they're starting to wrap their brains around it because I think a lot of them are sulking about what has just happened. I mean, this is such an incredible comeback. I think we all knew it was possible. I think what happened, the attempted assassination, him being convicted, all of these things, I think, encourage people to vote for this man. They thought this was going to work against him, and it did the exact opposite.
Yeah. Well, we've got all of your election coverage for you here this morning. Glad that you are with us. We are going to get to a couple of national folks later to talk about these returns. They for some reason, and I'm still not exactly sure why, I don't know if they, and this is the frightening part, did they stop counting at some point? I don't exactly know the answer to that, but they have not called on my map, and maybe you see something different than I do here, Cam. They have not called, like Alaska, for example, has not come in yet on the New York Times map that I've been using.
Okay, because I thought I saw last night before I went to bed that Alaska had been called for Kamala.
Not for Kamala. Trump was far ahead in Alaska the last
time
I looked.
Where am I seeing that?
So there's still some confusion this morning on my part as to why some of these things have not been finalized. I'm looking at their results here. The New York Times is showing Trump with 277 votes. At one point, when I went to bed, he still needed Alaska to put him at 270. But they've since given him Wisconsin. They won't call Michigan yet. But basically, he's going to be well over 300 electoral votes. That's a huge landslide.
Did you see that video? I think it was out of Michigan where people were walking in I mean, huge basket of like boxes of votes around. I think it was like 11 o'clock last night.
Yeah, I did. And I never saw a good explanation for what that was. And of course, it set off alarm bells because it's what we saw in 2020, largely in Philadelphia. And, you know, you have to start talking about the differences between that election and this election, because it wasn't going to come down to one state. They didn't have the drop boxes. They didn't have all of the mail-in balloting with no signature confirmation. None of that stuff. All that stuff had been addressed for the most part. And you got to give credit to Laura Trump and the other people in the RNC this year who had teams on the ground ready to challenge these problems if and where they appeared. They did keep the polls open a little later, I think, in maybe Bucks County and a couple of other spots where they had, because of a
bomb threat. Yeah,
technical. There were bomb threats.
Yes.
And then there were some technical difficulties that delayed a couple of polling locations from opening on time, apparently. So a judge did step in and extend voting in a couple of those areas. It was fun to watch the media, and I've got some of the sound for you this morning as they wallowed around trying to come up with reasons why it wasn't over yet. Like, it's not over till it's over kind of argument. And they didn't want it to be real was the thing about it. Nobody wanted to be the one that had to make the call. And, you know, finally, you got to give credit where credit's due. I mean, Fox finally did it at one point, and here it is, Carl. I've got it right here. Play it here, please.
The Fox News Decision Desk can now officially project that Donald Trump will become the 47th president of the United States.
The former president's comeback will be complete with a win in Wisconsin, a state that he narrowly lost 4 years ago. He is now the second president in U.S. history to win non-consecutive terms. The first was Grover Cleveland in the late 1800s.
Yeah, so obviously that is the big news. Jaws gapped open at CNN and MSNBC when they announced that on Fox. You can go back and find the sound of the CNN. Well, if Fox is right, and of course they're looking at the exact same numbers that the Fox folks are looking at in Wisconsin, in Pennsylvania, and they just didn't want to make the call. And that's kind of sad. So we're going to get to more on that for you, obviously. I've got a montage of all of the reaction, including Claire McCaskill. Poor Claire Bear was just beside herself. But wait, it's not over yet. She would say, wait, I've got, this is still going to happen, and that's still going to happen. No, Claire, that was not going to happen last night, unlike 4 years ago, right? And we're also going to get to the local results because, as I said last night in my coverage on Channel 4, what's the biggest issue for you in the state election yesterday? I'm like, well, I'm sad. I am sad that I just watched a room full of adult women, child bearers, the only people in this world who can bear children, jumping up and down and celebrating the passage of Amendment 3, which will guarantee the murder of untold thousands of children. It was sickening to watch, and it saddens me that that's what we've come to in this state, that you would go out and celebrate the ability to murder children. And there's no other way to call it. That's what it is.
That's what I said last night as I was going to bed around midnight, that I had mixed emotions because at that point I felt confident Trump was going to win. So I felt like I could actually go to bed.
Yeah.
But when I saw that Amendment 3 was passing and just how many people, like you said, are celebrating it, celebrating that they get the opportunity to kill their baby.
Yeah. Well, we're going to get to more on that for you a little later, too, with Steve Rupp from Missouri Right to Life. We're going to get him on here and talk about the fallout from this and maybe what happens next, because that's what we talked about a little bit on Channel 4 last night with the panel over there. I did get to use the line when they asked me what I thought was going to happen last night earlier in the evening, that I do feel we will be unburdened by what has been the last 3.5 years
and how did that
before
go
the
over?
Night is over. And you should have seen the look on Governor Nixon's face. I don't think he was real happy that it threw them. Gene Evans loved it.
That.
Yes, exactly.
Good for you.
Lacey Clay didn't appreciate it very much either, I don't think. But yeah, we had a good panel over there. They filibustered me to some extent, so I couldn't wait to get back on the air here where I had more time to talk to you this morning. We're going to get to all that for you, Carl Middleman. First of all, I want to get to our top stories there, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Give you a gut check here about what we are hearing here as we've been sitting here reporting from the Harris headquarters. And I think the operative word right now is silence.
Oh, man. Yeah. I don't know what to say. They didn't know what to say. They kept going to the Harris campaign saying, are you going to come out and say something? And they finally sent out the campaign co-chair to tell the 1,000 people or so that showed up at this university, you might as well go home because Kamala ain't coming here tonight.
Just as I did in my first term, we had a great first term, a great, great first term. I will govern by a simple motto, promises made, promises kept.
Yeah, there you have it. President Trump is part of his comments last night, thanking everyone and really the different groups that came out all in support of him in this election. It was pretty impressive.
One of them said that he was on the fence until he said when Kamala did not go on the Joe Rogan podcast, that was what influenced his vote. He ended up voting for Trump.
Wow. And I heard them thanking Joe Rogan last night as well. Was it J.D. Vance or Dana White? One of the two, when they got up to the podium, they were thanking Elon Musk and Joe Rogan for their endorsements.
A reporter asked me, what's your feeling? Or maybe that was this morning. I don't know. It's been so long. Maybe it was this morning. They said, what's your feeling as you close the campaign? And I said, my feeling is one of gratitude.
Yeah, as it should be. Senator Hawley there with a big victory yesterday. You know, statewide, you have to look at that. And, I mean, Donald Trump, obviously, with a 18-point win in the state of Missouri. It was estimated to be 14. It ended up being 18. And Mike Kehoe, I mean, that was a crushing victory on the part of the governor there. Almost a 30-point win in the state of Missouri over the Democrat challenger in that case, Crystal Quaid.
My comment with that was, you know, I obviously congratulations to Mike Kehoe. Glad a Republican won. I certainly did not want Crystal Quaid, but I still wish it was Bill Igel up there.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Actually, let me restate that. It was 21 points, a 21-point victory. So people went into the ballot box, and we'll talk about that throughout the morning, but they went into the ballot box and voted more on some issues than they did on other issues, and they clearly didn't vote a straight party ticket, or they wouldn't have voted for Amendment 3. Donald Trump won by 18 points, and yet that abortion amendment still won in Missouri. That is sickening to me. I don't know you. I don't know who you are who went out and did that last night. Carl Middleman, in honor of the reelection of Donald Trump,
yes.
Who is bringing us our national anthem today?
Well, Mark, today is the anniversary of the birth of John Philip Sousa, who used to run the United States Marine Corps.
Americans are durable. We take pride in hard work and high quality. American Giant makes durable quality clothing right here in the USA, because what we wear reflects who we are. When you buy American Giant, you're not just wearing the best clothes money can buy. You're helping keep jobs and pride in your own backyard. Premium clothing built to last decades, like it should. Get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code RIGHTHERE24.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Poor band.
What they're seeing on college campuses. This is going to be big in Pennsylvania. It's going to be big in Michigan. It's going to be big in Wisconsin. And everybody needs to take a deep breath. Those are the three states we need. Don't have to have Georgia. Don't have to have North Carolina. We have to have those three. And they have been surprised. The campaign has been surprised by the level of involvement on these college campuses today on Election Day.
That was Claire McCaskill doing her paid job on MSNBC and trying to buoy the hopes of MSNBC listeners everywhere as she tried to convince them that it's not over yet. Don't you worry about these early victories by Donald Trump, because we've got the energy on these college campuses and these students who are so dependable for every reason in every election. They're going to turn out. We can't believe the energy. And then guess what? Fell flat on her face, Claire did. So I just wanted to play that for you. In fact, Kim, I took the time this morning to put together just a little montage, I would call it, on the press meltdown. Now, what do you think the number one excuse was for Kamala Harris not winning the election?
Didn't have enough time.
Nope. You would be wrong. And I'm surprised that was your answer. I'll let the pundits and the politicians and in the media tell you why Kamala Harris did not win this election.
It's bitter in the mouth, the racial and gender dimension of this. And the only way that you can kind of begin to see it, if you don't see it right away, is can you imagine a woman of color acting like Donald Trump acted, even for one day?
I can't help but think that if this election seems to be, if it proves out that the millions of people who are watching Fox News, if that ends up being the case, then I can't help but wonder if the American people have given up on democracy.
Let's be honest about this, okay? Let's be absolutely blunt about it. There were appeals to racism in this campaign, and there is racial bias in this country, and there is sexism in this country. And anybody who thinks that that did not in any way impact on the outcome of this race is wrong.
Did you recognize the voices there? Van Jones, David Axelrod. I've got one in here from Kristen Welker. Joy Reid. They were apoplectic last night that it must be racism. It can't be the fact that, and I said this to the panel last night, that 5 months ago, the media acknowledged she was the worst vice president in the history of this country, and now they want you to believe she's the best thing since sliced bread. Americans aren't buying that. They never bought it. She was a horrible candidate, potentially worse than Joe Biden. All right, give us a call. We're going to open up the phone lines in the Kim on a Whim segment up next. How did you feel about the election yesterday? 314-241-9797. When did you realize it was over? 314-241-9797. We'll get to your calls coming up.
Kim on a Whim.
Kim on a Whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
I showered with liberal tears this morning. It was fantastic. Trump!
Trump. I think a lot of people are going to be showering in liberal tears this morning. I can't wait to watch The View. I've seen a lot of people posting saying this is the one time that I'm just so excited to see their reaction, because they're probably just going to sit there and cry.
Well, you know, here's the thing about it. I would hate to gloat, except for how nasty they've been over the whole thing, how nasty they were about it in 2020. And here we are, the greatest political comeback in American history, I think. I know it's happened once before where somebody came back and won a second term after being out of office
Grover Cleveland,
a term. But there's no way anybody's come back from the firestorm that Donald Trump has faced with the lawfare and all of that, the fake impeachments,
right.
The entire Russian collusion hoax. I mean, it's been incredible what the military-industrial complex has tried to do to keep this man from regaining power.
And isn't it funny that they all wanted to call him racist, and how many black men specifically showed up and voted for Donald Trump? What does that tell you? Okay?
I'm telling you.
I know we have people on the line and we want to get to him because I'm curious, you know, what people think was the turning point, what made the big difference, and when did they know Donald Trump's going
to
win it?
Yeah, 314-241-9797. We'll have time to get to your calls here as well. Let me get to Joe on line one. Joe, good morning.
Hey, good morning, you guys. Great show. I love all of our wins. I'm very happy about everything, but I'm really bitter about Prop 3 in Missouri. We got sold down the river. It was the last one was a bad bill, yes, but we got sold down the river with this constitutional thing.
Yeah, and you know, the sad thing about that is that I'm on the panel last night, Joe. I appreciate the call. I'm on the panel last night with former Governor Jay Nixon and, of course, former Congressman Lacey Clay. And they're both arguing about why, you know, we don't need to change IP reform. You're quieting the voice of the people. And I'm like, no, we don't need to get rid of it. We just need to guarantee that it represents the majority viewpoint in the state of Missouri and not just the population centers controlled by the liberal progressives. That's the only IP reform I want.
Yes.
It could still be 50.1% as long as it's represented in six of the eight congressional districts. Then we know that truly most of the people in the state support it.
But look what happened in Florida. Amendment 4, I believe, was their abortion amendment, and that was shot down.
And maybe that was because of a stronger governor down there who was leading the fight against it.
Could have been.
Yep. Let me get to Marla here on line two. Marla, good morning.
Good morning. You know, guys, I woke up this morning just praising God. I think woke is broke. Woke is broke. Woke is broke. It's officially broke. And I thank God for this because we know that Trump is not, he's not a religious leader, but it's a lease on life for our country and our children and our grandchildren. And that's what this is about. And it's tragic to me also that, you know, Amendment 3, as a woman, the most, I consider it a gift from God that I can have children. I don't get it. I can't wrap my brain around it, guys. But, hey, God's not done with our country, people.
Amen. So. Marla, I think you and I have spoken at some of these watch parties, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I knew it as soon as I heard your name and your voice. I agree. God is not done with our country, and I'm thrilled to see Trump won. Obviously, I'm just devastated by what happened with Amendment 3, but the fight's not over with that.
It's not over, but I think we wake up this morning, you know, and I know not everybody listening agrees with this, and I'm, you know, I respect that, but this is a battle in the heavenly realms, and this is, it's a spiritual battle.
Yes.
But it's, I agree. You know, so thank you guys for all you do. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Marla, thank you for listening and for participating this morning. We appreciate it. I know it's early, but a lot of people are up. I'm already getting text messages from people that are going, let's go. They're giving me thumbs up and they're excited. My wife is wide awake this morning, and she was up as late as I was. She just can't sleep, right?
Yep.
She couldn't get back to sleep. She was as excited about this as I was. Jeff on line three, good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Hey, you know, really, I think what the American voter actually did, and I'm pretty pleased by this, is I think they actually looked at Kamala Harris's record and what she was running on. And if you all can tell me what she actually ran on other than women's issues.
Joy?
No, she ran on Donald Trump is racist. Donald Trump is sexist. That was it. I'm not Donald Trump. That was her platform.
Yes. That is exactly it. And when you run on something that's basically a theory or an opinion, you're going to lose. You're going to lose every time. And I think it's high time that a lot of our all of the national candidates and really local all the way down, it's time to change kind of perspective. Instead of bashing the other candidate, tell us what you're going to do. And I think that's what Donald Trump did, is he told us what he's going to do. Plus, he had a record that put more money in my pocketbook, because I can tell you right now, my paycheck is off by about $6,000 from this year, from last year, from 4 years ago. My paychecks are down.
Yes.
And look, I people are hurting financially. And when we saw under Donald Trump's administration, my paycheck was good. People had jobs, and I don't care what their job numbers say. People don't have jobs right now, and they're looking, and they're hurting.
You vote your pocketbook. Jeff, thank you for the phone call this morning. I would disagree with Jeff just on one issue, and that would have been Barack Obama. I don't know that he had much more of a plan than Kamala Harris. I don't know that he really had that much. I think it was hope and joy and change, and he was going to change the racial dynamic in this country. And they didn't do any of that.
Well,
and he did raise taxes.
They're the party of feelings.
And then he burdened us with Obamacare. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm not sure what his plan was either. I got to get to the caller on line four. And who could have imagined a better birthday present? Am I right about that, Richie?
Wow. Turning 55, is maybe a milestone. But you've got to be kidding me. I went to bed last night. I did what I did in 2020. I couldn't hack it. I'm an old man. I'm already here at work, so I've got to be up, before the chickens. And I went to bed only to wake up to the best birthday present ever, MAGA baby.
MAGA baby. Happy birthday,
happy
Richie.
Happy birthday.
We appreciate all you do over there, brother. Thank you.
And I appreciate you guys and what you do. Thank you very much.
You bet. Already hard at work at Whiskey Dickerson. That's where Richie works.
Oh, cool.
I happen to know. And I did wish him a happy birthday yesterday with the dancing Trump gif, that's on there. And he loved that. And look at the gift he woke up to this morning. Let's get to one more call here. Mike on line one. Mike, good morning to you.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. How you doing this morning?
Great. So yesterday it was a great day. I got to take my 19-year-old daughter to vote for the very first time.
Wow.
That was exciting. And then last night my 16-year-old, she texted me a picture of the map at the time, and she's like, "Dad, I'm scared." Well, this morning I got to take a picture and send it to her and go, "I'm not."
I love it.
Yeah, my 17-year-old was just sad that she wasn't quite. She didn't quite hit them. She just turned 17, so she missed being able to vote by a year. She'll have to wait for 4 years.
I told Mark what was cool is that Barron Trump got to vote for the very first time for his dad.
Yeah.
That's cool. I didn't hear that one.
Yeah, your daughter and Barron Trump. How about that? It's awesome.
All right. Well, you guys have a great day.
We'll do it, Mike. Thank you for the phone calls this morning. And we'll continue throughout the morning to get to more of your phone calls because many people are waking up to this joy. Because they didn't really, Fox News projected Trump as the winner last night. But not all of the news organizations got on board. And as you pointed out, it only 20, 30 minutes ago did the Associated Press finally say Donald Trump is going to be president of the United States.
About an hour ago, it looks like they confirmed, yes, Trump has officially won.
And are they so shell-shocked by the miraculous 400,000 votes they found 4 years ago that they were all afraid to call it? Or were they afraid to call it because they didn't want it to be true? I think that's a fair question this morning. All right, we're going to cover some more of these local races when we get back. We haven't done that yet this hour, and I want to talk about some of these important local races as well, and some of the other amendments and what happened there yesterday. We'll get to all of that coming up on the Mark Cox Morning Show. Got my Donald Trump groove on this morning. I'm dancing to some Jimi Hendrix over here. Sorry about that. I can't help myself. Let's talk about some of these other races yesterday, Kim, particularly the amendments. Now, of course, when I look and see that Donald Trump won by 18 points, when I look and see that Mike Kehoe won by 21 points, I think to myself, okay, who went in and pulled the lever for, and, obviously I'm just using a phrase there, pulled the leather, filled in the little black dot for Donald Trump and Mike Kehoe and Josh Hawley and all of the other Republicans in the statewide races, and then got down to Amendment 2 and Amendment 3 and thought it would be a good idea to vote to kill children. But that's what happened yesterday in big numbers. Like, for example, if it was just the women that wore the pink hats, who I'm sure will be in the streets again protesting Donald Trump's presidency again, if it was just them that were driven to the poll by the abortion issue, then Lucas Kuntz would have done a lot better, right? Crystal Quaid would have done a lot better, because those weren't Democrats, only Democrats that were voting for that abortion issue. Or their candidates would have done better. So now you've got a situation where we're down here at the bottom, and Constitutional Amendment 2, which was sports betting, from what I can tell, almost all the precincts reporting here, I printed this off this morning, it won by about 1.5%, barely, like 1.452 to 1.439 million votes. I mean, Constitutional Amendment 2 barely got dragged across the finish line. Amendment 3 was about a 4-point win. Amendment 5, which was the casino at the Lake of the Ozarks, lost by the same 4 points. So they voted yes on sports betting and no on a casino at the Lake of the Ozarks. I mean, go figure. I mean, some of these things are very inconsistent. Amendment 6, that was the court fees for pensions for certain sheriffs and prosecutors. That failed hugely, 60 to 39%. Constitutional Amendment 7. This is the one that Lacey Clay actually agreed with me on last night, and I was stunned. He's like, "Oh, I just like to compliment the voters on voting yes on Amendment 7, because for him it was about ranked choice voting." And I'm like, "But what about the fact that illegals can now not vote in the state of Missouri?" And you know, former Governor Nixon says, "Well, that was already the law." And I'm like, no, Governor.
Not for local elections. Federal it
was. He claims it was already the law in Missouri. And I got to go back and fact check him on that, because there would have been really no reason to do this. People saw this as ballot language.
No, I thought it said candy. All citizens, I thought, was the language that's currently in the Missouri Constitution. This will change it from all citizens to U.S. citizens.
Yes.
That's a very, I mean, trust me, they will find loopholes. That's a very important point that they just added there. U.S. citizens.
Yep. So Constitutional Amendment 7 won bigly by 35%. I mean, it was a huge win. And then, of course, the next time within a year, mark my words, when you go to Qdoba or you go to McDonald's or you go to your favorite restaurant, a fast food restaurant, and your burrito that's the size of your head costs $25, you'll understand why. Because these idiots all ran out and voted for Proposition A without reading it. They saw the slickly produced TV ads that shows the poor barista at the coffee shop who gets the call that her kid is sick. And thanks to Prop A, she can take a sick day and go take care of her child, whereas right now she can do that. Imagine the federal government telling private employers how many sick days they have to give to employees. That's what's buried in this thing, number one. Number two, it raises the minimum wage to $15. So it falsely inflates the wage floor for unskilled workers to $15. They have no skill, but you have to pay them $15 an hour. And then they get a cost of living increase on that every year. This is going to kill small business. It's going to kill fast food. It's going to kill those businesses now forced to pay more money in labor. That's the biggest expense for most employers. And that one won handily. It won by 15%. People ran out and voted for that. Some of the same people that voted for Donald Trump and Mike Kehoe voted for Proposition A.
They're misinformed. Honestly, I really think that it's because the language on these amendments, as it was written on the ballot, is so deceptive, and people don't take the time to actually look into it.
Yeah. Well, next hour, we will go down the Mark Cox voter guide that I put out and see how we fared. And the important thing to remember there, I'll just say it in advance. I picked all the candidates I picked won, right? I'll just say that. But I didn't pick the amendments based on licking my finger and putting it up in the air and deciding which way the winds were blowing. I picked those based on conservative values. And I missed on some of them, particularly Amendment 3. No doubt about that. But we'll give you the rundown here coming up in the next hour. We're going to talk to Nicole Murray. We got Eben Brown a little later because he's, you know, last night they projected a win. This morning even AP is admitting Donald Trump is going to be president again. We'll get to Eben at the top of the 7 o'clock hour and more on Amendment 3 as well. We're going to be back right after this.
Get more at 971talk.com.
If you want to see more companies make things in America, consider buying more things from companies who are already doing that very thing. Companies like American Giant. These guys have been making t-shirts, sweatshirts, flannels, and blue jeans in America for the last 14 years, with cotton grown right here in the USA. That means good jobs for lots of hardworking Americans in factory towns all over the country. Check out their stuff in stores everywhere, or pick up something awesome at American-Giant.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.